just a bit outside. He tried the corner and missed.
Turn our attention to some college baseball, because college baseball now red hot. SEC, ACC, all the conferences playing their league games now on the weekends. It's what makes college baseball special. Teams trying to position themselves for postseason play in a couple of months and maybe a trip to Omaha. Let's welcome in a man who knows a thing or two about getting to Omaha, winning championships. They don't put rings on smooth fingers, and this man does not have smooth fingers. Coach Jim Thoman, just a bit outside. Welcome in, sir.
How you guys doing today?
We're doing great. How are you?
I'm doing great. I was in Columbia last night. Hey, I'm doing some lessons here, so you're going to hear a baseball bat in the background, but that's okay because we're talking baseball.
How about that? How about that? Do you give individual instruction?
Yeah, I'm a guru up here. I don't know if it's helping any, but I'm trying. I got a kid hitting right now, 6'3½", 245, left-handed hitter. He mashes.
I hear it in the background. All right, go ahead. Take it away.
I didn't see you guys. I was hoping one of you would show up at Mellow Mushroom last night. I was on Gervais Street with my son, Charlie Mack. Just got back from seeing Tucker play in a prospect game down there in Dunedin or Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
And I drove all the way back and had a little Mellow Mushroom pizza. It would have been nice if one of you guys would have came in and picked up the bill.
All you had to do was invite. I don't recall getting an invitation.
Okay. Next time through, I'm going to get you on that. I love that. That pizza's pretty darn good there. Anyway.
You know, you really strike me as a Mellow Mushroom kind of guy, so I think that's a good fit.
Well, it's always been good pie, but I am an expert on pizza, as you can tell from my body. I'm almost 3 bills, so I'm a big dude. But it's that half Italian in me. But anyway, let's get on to some baseball. Clemson, how about that week? They ended up 4-1 for the week. They beat Manhattan twice, and then they beat number 3, Duke, 2 out of 3 on the road. Huge weekend for the Tigers. They started that grind in the ACC, and they beat Duke on the road. It's hard to get a win on the road, and they did it. So they're 17-2. They're 2-1 in the league. And today they were number 1 in the RPI in the country.
Mm.
And I had a chance to talk to one of their assistants that used to work for me, Nick Schnabel, said good pitching, good defense, and timely hitting. And I said, wow, that's a recipe at any level for success, and that was big to beat Duke 2 out of 3. He said Duke was very good. A little shout-out to Jimmy Obertop, their catcher, transferred in. He played for them guys at Michigan, Coach Backich and Coach Schnabel, but I looked at his on-base percentage, .529. He's got 25 walks this year, and he's a leader back there, but I don't know there's too many guys that have 25 walks already.
What are they going to do when the regular catcher, you know, he was the backup and the number one guy got hurt. What are they going to do when he gets healthy?
Well, it looks like someone will get a little rest time in there. They'll be even better, but they play Winthrop this week on Tuesday, and then they play Presbyterian in Greenville. I assume that's at Floor Field. Kind of a neutral site game, and then another big weekend at home. They play Florida State, and up until this past weekend, Florida State going into this week was 14-0. They weren't ranked because all the other teams won, so they didn't get in there. Then Florida State beat Florida on Tuesday or Wednesday, and then they ended up sweeping. They're 18-0. Now they've got a game this week, but they could be undefeated coming in against Clemson. So big weekend, Florida State at Clemson. That ought to be fun. South Carolina, got to give Coach Kingston credit. He came up with a gem with putting Becker in, in the third game and pitched really well to avoid the sweep. And we always talked with Coach Tanner when I coached there, and, you know, if you're not playing your best baseball, when you go on the road, you got to at least try to avoid the sweep. And they did get that done. So it's hard to come back from 0-3. Coach Tanner always said it's a two-game difference, which makes sense. If you're 0-3, you're three games under 500, away from being at 500. And if you're 1-2, that's only one game under. So, you know, it's a two-game swing yesterday. And, Becker looked really good, and Ganey came in relief. So the Gamecocks are 30 in the RPI, and really, when Petrie and the catcher Messina start hitting like they did last year. Like for instance, we had two or three, the Gamecocks had, I think, 3 one-run games. If them guys were hitting like they can with men on base, the Gamecocks could be 18-2 right now, really. So it's 15-5. It is what it is. They're 13-1 at home. They went 2-2 for the week. They're 1-2 in the SEC. And I think a big key is to cut down on the strikeouts. The first two games at Ole Miss, they had 26 Ks. And then yesterday, they only had 7. And the 26 Ks resulted in 2 losses. And yesterday's, they only had 7 Ks, their hitters, and they got the win. So I'm thinking that, with the vet, they got vet coaches too. Kingston and Lee, there's no panic in them. Just keep grinding, keep working, keep being positive. And I really think Petrie and Messina will get hot eventually. I mean, they weren't All-Americans last year for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're good. So I think they'll get it going. And I'm thinking, and now this is a guess, so I don't know this for sure, but Becker sure looked like a Sunday starter to me. I don't know about what you guys think on that one. But anyway, we'll talk about that later. Coastal had a good week, 3-1 on the week. Big win in the middle of the week versus Wake Forest. They beat them 17-9.
Mm.
Coastal is up to 14 in the RPI. They're 17-3. And then they won 2-3 versus JMU. A little note here that no one knows this, but the middle infielders, Dooley and Barthel for Coastal Carolina, they've turned the most double plays in the nation. Right now, they're number one as far as the shortstop, second baseman combo. They have the most double plays in the nation, and they also have the most combined DRS. And I know you guys know that that's not doctors. DRS is defensive runs saved. And between Dooley and Barthel, they're number one in the country in that category. That's a new guru type analytic stat that they do, and I don't know how they figure it out, but Coastal's number one in DRS, defensive runs saved. They go to NC State on Tuesday. That'll be a big game with the Wolfpack.
Who are you pulling for?
You know what? I mean, I got 2 degrees from NC State, and I coached there for 7 years, but, you know, I'm neutral on that. I love Gary Gilmore. It's his last year. Obviously, I'm a Wolfpack guy, so I'm neutral on everything. That's a Coach Tanner answer right there. I'm going to play the fence.
You know
that's their first road game of the year?
Yeah, I saw that. It's the same thing College of Charleston is going on the road for the first time this week. Middle week, they're playing at Georgia Southern. But then they do go. I think once they Coastal, do they go to App State and play, or is it at home? I'm not sure.
No, it's at Appalachian State.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, let's talk about the other 5 or 6 teams in the state.
Mm-hmm.
PC had a rough week. They've lost 5 in a row. They're 9-11. But they lost to the Citadel in the midweek, and then they lost 3 to Gardner Webb. And then, they're struggling right now. Then they got to play Clemson Wednesday at the Pro Park down there in Greenville. So if you want to get out on Wednesday, head on down to Greenville, see Clemson and PC play. Then they head to Longwood, so maybe that'll give them a little relief. USC Upstate had a great week, 5-0. And Tennessee Tech twice. They swept, I think it was Gardner Webb. I want to say PC probably lost. I don't know if it's George Washington, because I think Upstate swept George Gardner-Webb. So I want to make sure I get this right. But College of Charleston is hanging in there. They're 12-6, and they played all their games at home as well. They were 2-2 for the week. They lost a tough one to Charleston Southern in the middle of the week, but then they beat Wofford 2 out of 3, and Wofford's got a really good record. So that was a good weekend for Coach Holbrook. But they got to head on the road. They go to Georgia Southern, and they're back at home this weekend against North Carolina A&T, who has a surprisingly good record. But College of Charleston will head down to Georgia Southern midweek. Winthrop went 2-2 for the week. They lost at Charlotte, and then they beat Longwood 2 out of 3. And, you know, it never ends. You know, you lose a few games. Winthrop's 8-10. And on Tuesday, they got to go to Clemson, 6 o'clock, play Clemson. But you know what? Some of their midweek games are trap games, and you know how there's always an upset somewhere in there, so someone's going down. The Citadel, pretty good week. 4-0. So that is a good week. They're 14-5. They beat PC in the middle of the week, and then they swept UMass. Wofford, I told you, had a good record, 13-4. They only went 1-2. They didn't play in the midweek, but they lost 2 of 3 to College of Charleston. But they're still 13-4. Charleston Southern, big midweek win against College of Knowledge. Big win for the Bucks, and then they beat High Point 2 out of 3. So they had a decent week, for 3-1 for the week, and that puts them at 500 at 10-10. I will wrap this up with a shout-out and a not-so-good shout-out and then a prediction.
Okay.
I got time for them. Here we go. The first shout-out is to not someone in the SEC or ACC. Well, he is in the SEC, but not in South Carolina. But I thought it was interesting. I was watching a game today on TV, and I saw T.J. McCants, Alabama, left-handed hitter. And they said that Alabama's played 20 games, and he's got a 20-game hitting streak. So he's hit in every game that they've played this year. And if they play 56, isn't that Joe DiMaggio's record?
It is.
Because college baseball plays 56 games. You never know. I'm probably jinxing them right now. But anyway, the other one is Wake Forest, not-so-good shout-out. They went from number one in the country. And last week, they went 2-5. You know, they lost 2 out of 3 to Duke. And they actually ended up losing 2 out of 3 twice in a row. They went 2-5. They lost in the midweek to Coastal, and then they lost 2 out of 3 to UVA. So losing 2 out of 3 to Duke, losing to Coastal, and 2 out of 3 to UVA. So they went from the penthouse to that other thing. I guess it's called the outhouse, but they're still really good. They just had a rough week. They gave up. Listen to these runs they gave up, and they have a really good pitching staff, and they're really big and take a lot of pride in the pitching lab at Wake Forest. But they gave up 8 runs, 3 runs, 10 runs, 17 runs, 16 runs, 3 runs, and 11 runs. So the 2 3-runs that they gave up was Chase Burns. He throws 100, and he had the 2 wins. The other 5 games were 8 runs, 10 runs, 17, 16, 11. That's the rest of the pitchers. So Chase Burns is the guy that you'll hear his name in the first round of the draft for Wake. The other pitchers obviously did not have a good week. I'm going to go out on a limb here. I know you guys are going to laugh at this. Storm's prediction. Men's basketball winner, national title, drum roll, please, is Connecticut. Okay.
Whoa.
Now,
okay.
Women's national championship, drum roll, please. South Carolina.
Oh. Holy smokes.
So I didn't go out on a, you know, I'm not one to go out on a limb, and I don't gamble, but I'm taking Connecticut for the men's and South Carolina for women because I like to be right. Other than that, That's all I got. Next time I'm in Columbia, I'm getting some food from one of you guys.
Mellow Mushroom it is. Just give us a heads up. We'll be there.
Yeah, I should have called you. I was driving through. It was an 11-hour drive. I had to go all the way to Florida to watch my son play.
Well, I was through. I went through Murfreesboro, you know, coming back from Nashville to Atlanta, and I kept looking for, you know, some kind of a monument or statue made up to you, but I think they took it down. You know, when they were taking those statues down all around the South, I think they pulled yours down as well.
I think someone knocked it down. I think during one of them riots, they knocked mine down. I might go back down there and put it up, but. Yeah, I don't know if there's going to be any statues of me put up anytime soon.
There you go.
But I am a GLG, so you know what that is, right?
No, what's that?
Good-looking guy.
There you go. And you're in the marketplace, right? I mean, you can be found on former coaches looking for dates.com or something like that?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a bachelor, and I'm looking, and I'm available. Don't tell the five girlfriends that I have that, but other than them five, I'm good. I'm available.
You got one for every spot in the field, almost. You got almost a complete team.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
I'm still, you know, I work out at Planet Fitness, and I'm getting after it.
Listen, you're a good-looking guy. What can I say? I can't argue the point, you know.
I hear you.
All right, sir.
Have a great week. I might try to sneak down to Columbia because I think Vanderbilt's coming to town, right?
Vandy comes to town this weekend.
Well, I might have to get Coach Tanner to get me some tickets or something for that. I don't know.
See if he can squeeze you in.
There's a lot of fishing to be had up here, and I do occasional lessons, but I may try to sneak down to Columbia for at least a game.
Look forward to seeing you.
All right, guys.
See you.
Have a good one.
All right.
Thanks, Coach.
Coach Toman.